All right, so picture this. You're at a Garth Brooks concert, right? You've got tens of thousands of fans singing every word to every song.
And there's this kind of energy that goes beyond just, enjoying the music.
Exactly, yeah. Like a connection, with something bigger than just the artist on stage.
It's pretty remarkable when you think about it, someone so deeply ingrained in, popular culture, but with this really unique spiritual side.
It really is. And that's what we're diving into today, folks, this fascinating intersection of faith and music as seen through the lens of Garth Brooks himself.
And we've got a great piece here from Christian Culture News to guide us. It really gets into the nitty-gritty of his journey and how his beliefs have shaped his music.
Yeah, consider this your backstage pass to understanding what makes Garth tick, spiritually speaking.
Because there's definitely more to it than meets the eye.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what really struck me from this article? This whole idea that Brooks sometimes replaces the word Jesus with love when he's reading the Bible.
Now that's intriguing right there.
It really is. And that's what we're going to unpack today, the meaning behind that practice and how it plays out in his music, his connection with his fans, and even some broader spiritual
It's
concepts.
a deep dive for sure.
So let's start at the beginning, shall we? Where did this whole journey begin for Garth Brooks?
Well, the article takes us back to his childhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma, born in 1962.
Okay, so early 60s.
Right, and it paints this picture of, two major influences shaping his early years.
Okay, I'm curious. Lay it on me.
On one hand, you've got his mother, a classically trained pianist.
So that musical talent, it's kind of in the genes then, right?
You could say that, yeah, and then you have his father,
Yeah.
devout Christian, strong values.
So from day one, you have this blend of artistic expression and spiritual foundation. I mean, it's no surprise those two forces would eventually converge in his life, right?
It's like the seeds were planted early on,
Yeah.
and they clearly played a huge role in shaping his personal philosophy, this emphasis on love, community, compassion for others.
That really comes through in his music and just his public persona in general.
Definitely, and it's not just speculation. Garth Brooks has spoken very openly about his faith, calling it a guiding principle in his life and creative process.
It's more than just a belief system for him. It's woven into the fabric of his art.
Precisely, and the article even points to specific songs like The Change
Yeah.
as examples, where these themes of love and hope are front and center.
The change. Oh man, that song gives me chills every time. Such powerful lyrics.
It really captures that essence of striving for something better and believing in the power of love to make a difference.
And it makes him so relatable too, because the article also talks about how he's been very open about the fact that his faith hasn't always been a smooth ride.
Oh, right. He's talking about moments of doubt and struggle times when his faith was truly tested.
Which makes him human, right? He's not putting on this facade of, spiritual perfection. He's gone through tough times just like everyone else.
Absolutely. And the article specifically mentions the importance of love for his family and friends in helping him navigate those challenges.
It's that grounding force, the love and support of those closest to you that can really help you through the dark times.
Couldn't agree more. And what I find really fascinating is how Garth manages to blend this deeply personal faith with his music in a way that resonates with such a diverse audience.
Right, because he's not exactly preaching from the stage, is he?
Not at all. It's more about tapping into those universal themes like love and hope and compassion that speak to people from all walks of life, regardless of their own specific religious beliefs.
So he stays true to himself, but also creates music that transcends those boundaries.
Exactly. It's a beautiful balance,
It really is. Okay, so let's circle back to this whole Jesus and love substitution thing when he reads the Bible.
Ah, yes. That's where things get really interesting.
Because it's not just a random quirk, right? It seems to be rooted in something much deeper.
Oh, for sure. The article suggests this practice carries a lot of emotional and philosophical weight for him. It's about tapping into the power of love as this universal value that goes beyond any one religion.
So it's like he's getting to the core of the message by focusing on that one powerful word, love.
Precisely. And the article makes the case that he sees love as this unifying force, something that can bridge the gaps between different faith perspectives.
Instead of getting bogged down in, dogma and specific interpretations.
Exactly. It's about focusing on that shared human experience of love and compassion, those core values that resonate with people from all sorts of backgrounds.
And I imagine that approach can be really meaningful for people who maybe feel a bit alienated from more traditional religious settings.
You're absolutely right. The article points out that it offers an alternative way to connect with spirituality, one that's less about rules and rituals and more about embracing those universal principles of love and kindness.
It opens up the conversation, right? Makes it more inclusive.
For sure, it's like an invitation to explore your own personal understanding of faith and spirituality through that lens of love.
And that can be really powerful, especially in today's world, where things often feel so divided.
No doubt about it. And the impact goes beyond just personal reflection. The article even mentions how this whole idea has sparked wider conversations about the importance of love both within and outside religious contexts.
It's like he's pushing us to think differently about how we approach these big questions.
Absolutely. So we talked about the why behind this focus on love. Now let's get into the how does this translate into his music?
Yeah, because it's one thing to talk the talk, but he's also walking the walk, right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The article highlights how Garth intentionally weaves these themes of spirituality and love into his lyrics, creating this deep emotional connection with his listeners.
And it gives some great examples too, like The Dance, which we touched on earlier.
Ah, The Dance, a classic for sure. And the article points out how while it might seem like a simple love song on the surface, there's this deeper layer about cherishing life's moments, even the painful ones, and recognizing that love endures even through loss.
It's that bittersweet realization that everything ends, but the love we experience makes it all worthwhile.
And it ties into that idea of a higher power at play. Even if it's not explicitly stated, you get that sense of something bigger than ourselves guiding the dance, so to speak.
Oh, I totally get that. And then you have another classic, If Tomorrow Never Comes, which the article points out is all about the urgency of expressing love while you still can.
Don't wait to say I love you, you know? Make sure the people in your life know how much they mean to you.
Such a powerful message. And again, it taps into those universal emotions of love and loss and the importance of human connection.
And even a song like Unanswered Prayers, which on the surface might seem like it's about romantic relationships that didn't work out.
Right, like you're praying for this person to come back into your life, but it doesn't happen.
Exactly. But the article suggests it has this deeper meaning about faith and accepting that sometimes what we think we want isn't necessarily what's best for us.
It's about trusting in a bigger plan, even when we don't understand it.
And recognizing that those unanswered prayers might actually lead to something even better down the road.
It's a more nuanced take on faith, right? Not about getting everything you asked for, but about surrendering to something greater than yourself.
And it's all woven so beautifully into his music, you know? These profound messages delivered through these catchy, unforgettable songs.
That's the magic of Garth Brooks, right? He can make you think and feel deeply while also tapping your toes.
It's a rare gift for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of unexpected ways his music has connected with faith, the article tells this fascinating story about a Texas church that incorporated his songs into their Bible study.
Wait, really? A Garth Brooks Bible study? That's wild.
I know, right? But it actually makes perfect sense when you think about the depth of his lyrics and how they touch on those universal themes we've been talking about.
So they weren't just blasting friends in low places during Sunday school, were they?
No. The article specifically mentions songs like The Dance and If Tomorrow Never Comes, again highlighting how they align with biblical teachings about hope, cherishing the present moment, and the importance of love.
So they used his music as a jumping off point for deeper discussion about faith.
Exactly. And it seems like it really resonated with the community. The article talks about how people were moved both emotionally and spiritually and how it helped them connect with scripture in a new way.
It's like hearing those familiar messages through a fresh lens, right?
And the article makes this great point that it even attracted people who might not normally participate in traditional Bible study.
So it became a more accessible entry point for some folks.
Exactly. And it really highlights the power of music to bridge gaps and create those unexpected connections between seemingly disparate worlds.
It's proof that faith and popular culture aren't mutually exclusive. They can actually complement and enrich each other.
Beautifully put. All right, so let's zoom out a bit and consider how this concept of love that's so central to Garth's worldview is understood across different religious traditions.
Yeah, because it's not like love is exclusive to Christianity, right? It's a pretty universal concept.
Absolutely. And in the article does a great job of touching on that. It points out that love holds a central position in various faiths, often seen as this divine quality that guides human interaction and morality.
Like in Christianity, for example, the article references 1 Corinthians 13, which describes love as patient kind and the greatest of all virtues.
The love chapter, right?
Exactly. And it aligns perfectly with how Garth emphasizes love as this powerful spiritual force that goes beyond just romantic love. It's about how we treat each other, how we show compassion and understanding.
And in Judaism, the article highlights the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, emphasizing mutual respect and empathy.
That's a big one right there. And it ties into that Jewish concept of tikkun olam, repairing the world through acts of kindness and justice.
Exactly. And even in Islam, especially within the Sufi tradition, love is seen as a form of devotion to Allah and a source of compassion for all humanity.
So it's about connecting with the divine through love and extending that love outwards to others.
Precisely. And it resonates with how Garth talks about the complexities of love in his music. You know, it's not just this fluffy sentimental feeling. It's a powerful force that can transform individuals and communities.
So regardless of your specific religious background, that message of love really transcends those boundaries.
It's a common thread that unites us all at the end of the day.
Now let's talk about Garth Brooks' legacy as a faith-based artist, because he's definitely carved out a unique space for himself.
Oh, absolutely. The article calls him a pivotal figure who's really redefined what faith-driven music can be.
By choosing to focus on those universal themes instead of being overtly religious in his lyrics.
Exactly. And that's allowed him to connect with such a broad audience. You know, people who might not necessarily gravitate towards explicitly Christian music still find themselves deeply moved by his songs.
It's like he's opened up this whole new avenue for artists to express their faith in a way that's both authentic and accessible.
And the article suggests that his approach has inspired other artists to strike that balance between staying true to their beliefs and creating music that resonates with a wider audience.
Because at the end of the day, it's about connecting with people on a human level, right?
Mm.
Using music as a bridge to explore those universal experiences of love, loss, hope, and faith.
And Garth Brooks has mastered that art form, no doubt about it.
So what about the fans themselves? How do they respond to this element of faith in his music?
Well, from what the article describes, his fan base is incredibly passionate, and they deeply connect with those faith-oriented themes.
It goes beyond just enjoying the music. It becomes this shared experience of something bigger than themselves.
For sure. And the article specifically mentions that fans appreciate his choice to replace traditional religious language with love, because it feels more inclusive.
It welcomes everyone into the fold, regardless of their personal beliefs.
And it creates a sense of community among his fans. You know, like they're all part of something special, something that celebrates love and hope and those core values that unite us all.
And the article even shares this touching anecdote about a fan named Jane from Texas who had this incredibly powerful experience at one of his concerts during the dance.
Oh, yeah. She talked about feeling overwhelmed with emotion, like the song was speaking directly to her soul.
Yeah.
And she felt this profound sense of hope and love washing over her.
It's like his music has this ability to touch people on this deep personal level and give them strength and comfort during difficult times.
Absolutely. And it seems like a lot of fans have similar stories. You know, they describe his music as a source of healing and inspiration, as anthems of resilience that help them through tough times.
And with the rise of social media, you see fans connecting online, sharing their interpretations of his songs and how his music has impacted their lives.
It's like this whole online community has sprung up around his music, you know, where people can come together and celebrate those shared values of love and hope and faith.
It's a testament to the power of music to bring people together and create these lasting bonds.
So all in all, it's clear that Garth Brooks has made an undeniable impact on the world of music and beyond. And a huge part of that is his unique approach to faith and how he so beautifully weaves it into his art.
He's shown us that faith and popular culture can coexist and even enrich each other. And he's done it in a way that's both authentic and inclusive.
He's a true trailblazer, and his legacy will continue to inspire both artists and fans for generations to come.
So as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. What role do universal values like love play in your own understanding of spirituality?
And how might focusing on those core principles help us bridge divides and create a more compassionate and understanding world?
Food for thought, right? Maybe this week try a little substitution of your own focus on a core value that resonates with you and see how it shapes your interactions with the world.
It's a powerful exercise, and who knows, it might just lead to some unexpected insights and connections.
Thanks for joining us, folks, and until next time, keep the music playing and the love flowing.
And remember, those unanswered prayers might just be leading you to something even greater.
Well said, my friend. Well said.
See y'all next time.
Take care now. Bye-bye.